Have you branched out? What would you be looking at the moment?
Yes. No, I've been rather radical now. I still love Aframat, and I would still be going and jumping and buying Aframat. But for the past couple of weeks now, I've been looking at City Lodge. And look, I mean, I think City Lodge has been rather dumped over the past year or so. People don't like it. They think, well, no, the consumer economy is dead on its back. And that's probably right. But, you know, this thing has slimmed down dramatically. They're in the process of selling the East African operations. And if you look at the actual valuation and the replacement value, I mean, they've owned most of their buildings. The market's not putting any value on management at all, which is actually superb. It's been actually wonderful management. So I get a value of well over 8 rands for this thing that's currently trading around about 4 rands. Technically, it looks like a wonderful bottoming out. So I have no problems in liking City Lodge.
Okay. Richard, how about you?
Been waiting for the correct price movement on this one, but it's 91 Asset Management PLC. It's the Investec wealth management site. Now, they've just broken out to new highs both on the London market and over here. Asset management, or the correct type of asset management company, I think is coming back into play. We can just take a look at what's happened with the Coronation share price. And I like 91 specifically. Great retention of clients. About 75% of their earnings is recurring income. Mm. They pay out 50% of their net earnings in dividend. Wonderful. What I like even more is their asset selection process, which is exactly what I think one should take a look at. They invest in company in which the earnings prospects have changed for the better. So it's not a value strategy or a momentum strategy. In other words, they look at a company and say, what, you know, how's the earnings going to change? Because price follows earnings. I mean, that's just the way of the world. So it fits in completely with my own strategy.
Okay. And, you know, a brave management team to list in the middle of a pandemic-induced market crash, and look how well they've done subsequently. Rickus, Chris, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for joining us this evening. Chris Gilmore is an independent analyst. Rickus Redis is from PSG Wealth Santon, and Alicia will be back tomorrow night to take more of your questions. Have a good evening.